T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Let's turn now to Ryan Burrow, who's joining us live. Joe Biden announcing he's not traveling to Milwaukee for the national convention. The convention was set to be way scaled down anyways, though, Ryan.
Yeah, and what we're hearing now is there will be no speakers. There will be no events in Milwaukee moving forward. The convention still plans to take place August 17th through the 20th, probably more of a virtual event. We don't exactly know what the setup will be for Joe Biden when he presumably accepts the Democratic nomination for president is somewhere in Delaware, maybe at his home, maybe some other location. But the Democratic National Convention Committee pointing to coronavirus, pointing to the number of cases in Wisconsin and the inability for a lot of people to travel, just said, you know what? Forget it. We're going to move on, and we're going to try to do this a different way. Meanwhile, the Republicans are still planning to have programming in Charlotte, although yesterday President Trump on Fox News said he was toying around with the idea of delivering his acceptance speech from the White House. That got a lot of pushback from Democrats, some Republicans as well, who think that that's really not the appropriate location to be accepting a political nomination.
That would be a first, right, if he did that?
It would be. Some of the pushback we heard from Nancy Pelosi, the House Speaker, said it would degrade the White House. She said it could be illegal. President Trump says it is legal. He said that the 1939 Hatch Act banning government employees from using official authority to interfere with the outcome of an election does not apply to him. Now, Republicans are still planning in Charlotte to have 336 delegates in attendance. There will be pre-travel testing. There will be symptom checking upon entering the facility, social distancing, PPE, and yes, those in attendance will have to wear masks.
In the meantime, we're still waiting on Joe Biden's vice president pick.
Yeah, that's still to be determined. We don't know when that announcement is coming. We know that interviews have been ongoing for at least a week and probably will continue for this week. We may not get any kind of inkling until next week, although who knows? It could happen fast. It could happen during the week of the convention. We're just not sure at this point.
All right. Ryan, we appreciate the update. Ryan Burrow joining us this morning on the two nominating conventions that are happening this month.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.